ABC Radio Australia.
Bougainville is moving closer to its goal of independence from Papua New Guinea, with both governments agreeing to a major milestone that's been set for June next year. Where PNG has committed to tabling the result of a 2019 non-binding independence referendum, which saw more than 97% of Bougainvillians voting for independence from PNG. Bougainville's Vice President and Attorney General Ezekiel Massat has welcomed the move, but he warns should PNG's Parliament decide not to ratify the result, then his people would go after alternative but legal ways to become independent.
Well, what needs to happen by June 2026 is one, that we had signed off on the Melanesian Agreement. Negotiations would have been complete. Sessional orders had been agreed to by the two speakers of the House. We would have by then a report by the bipartisan committee to the National Parliament. And therefore, by June 2026, we expect the National Parliament to be, if not complete, the ratification process.
How confident are you that the Papua New Guinea Parliament is actually going to ratify the results of the referendum?
Some years ago and some months ago, I had tried to explain to people that getting independence through the peace process, which involved referendum and ratification, is the step of independence. There are other options that are open to Bougainville to gain independence, not just by ratification. And I have stressed to the national government that despite these other options being open, that we have engaged in this process because we want to gain independence through consensus. But if they are not interested, then it is my right as minister, it is my right as the Bougainville leader to implement the wishes of my people, constitutionally guaranteed referendum where 97.7% had voted for independence. So let me make it absolutely clear that if the national government pussyfoots around on this issue, we're not going to sit around and accept any nonsense. I trust the national government enough. I trust this prime minister enough to be able to say, yes, I'll leave these other options of gaining independence aside and proceed by way of a consensus. And if the two governments had agreed to a certain activity and a certain time to be met, and two sides to commit themselves to whatever they've agreed. So that's the long and the short of the answer.
Now, Mr. Massat, what else would you like to say here if the independence referendum result is not passed by Parliament?
The Bougainville leadership and the national government leadership and the whole world knows about these other options that are open. And therefore, it will come as no surprise that if the national government does not commit to an agreed process, that it leaves us with no options but to those other options to gain independence. And let me make it absolutely clear that these options are also legal. It's not an illegal option. I'm not looking at a unilateral declaration of independence. I'm looking at a legalized declaration of independence, constitutionally guaranteed referendum that was observed and endorsed by the international community. So those options are open, and we do not wish to be pushed into a position that we then take some of this, which might be unpleasant to the national government and the international community. Having said that, Sam, listen, I trust this government enough that when they put pen to paper that they are serious in the commitment. So let's, assuming certain things will not happen. If it does not happen, then you can call me back, and I'll tell you what my next options will be.